So I got saved when I was 9 years old. I had a lot of responsibilities around the house, and my brother, who was about 15 at the time, had been up through the night, multiple nights, and my mom had been sitting with him and praying with him and talking to him about surrendering to the Lord. And that started the conviction in my heart. And so, if one kid is being convicted, look out. Your other kids may have the conviction of the Lord on them too, because that was very much, it was like, oh, there, what are you talking about, Mom, with him? We're talking about heaven and hell and the reality of it. And it was very, like, startling to me. And but the Lord began to deal with my heart, and it seemed like forever, but I think it was maybe 3 days. But the Lord was dealing with my heart that I was called to serve him no matter what. And whoo, I was like, man, that's a big order. You want me to serve you all of my life, like forever until I die? And for a 9-year-old, it was heavy on my heart. And the song that were, it was the 70s, and the songs that were playing was The King Is Coming. And there were people in that song that got left behind and people that went with the Lord. And there were the other song that was really powerful to me at the time was I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And I really was convicted that even if my mom turned her back on God, I had to still serve him. And so it wasn't a little kid talk with God. It was serious stuff. And so I just want to encourage you all that have kids, know that God is talking to them. It's not just that, that you bring them to church and stuff, but God will deal with their hearts. And so I was hanging out clothes, and I was like, man, just heavy with the burden of, am I going to serve God or not? And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. And there was so much joy. Our clothesline was down over a hill, and I had a basket of clothes that I was also bringing in. And I can remember feeling like I could leap and jump up that hill because of the burden of the Lord was had just turned to joy. And so I was blessed that the Lord convicted me in an early time of my life, and I really needed that. My childhood was not perfect. I felt rejected most of my childhood. I lived in a somewhat hostile environment, and it was just a hard life, kind of. And I feel like the Lord preserved me during that time and kept me in spite of it all and kept my heart soft toward him. And in later years, I was able to not hold on to all of that. The Lord worked with me diligently on his part to forgive, to lay down accusation, to not have bitterness. I think of bitterness as where you're hurt and angry at the same time. And so I'm thankful I have no accusations in my heart. I can say 1,000 things that was good about my childhood and that my mom and dad taught me, and I can say 1,000 things that didn't go so right. But in the end, God was with me the whole time, and he continued to work in me to not allow me to hold on to all of those things that I didn't like as a child. When I started to want to learn more about the Lord, I was like, I don't know how to do that except for go to a Christian college. And I thought, maybe that's the answer for me to be able to gain more understanding about the things of God that my mom couldn't teach me, maybe. And I fasted and prayed and like, Lord, I wanted to go to this one place. And the Lord chose Cumberland College for me. And I didn't want to go there. And so I just didn't do anything about it. And about 2 weeks into the semester, my mom's like, you better get your clothes packed. If you don't pack, I'm going to pack for you, and you won't like what I pack. And I was like, what is going on? So the Lord had ordained that for me, even though it wasn't what I wanted at the time. And when I was there at Cumberland, I met people who knew how to pray for the Spirit of God to be more full in your life. And I grew in prayer and supplication for others. And one day in my life, I think it was October the 7th of maybe 87, the Lord poured his Spirit out on me, overflowing in ways that I had never experienced and had no idea what to do about. He took me from being a very quiet, reserved person to being very bold. And I was challenged by my roommate. She said to me, she said, you know, if Jesus was coming tomorrow, how many people would you try to share with? I'm like, I'm not sharing with anybody. Me and my Jesus were, you know, it's private. And so it really challenged me when she was like, what is wrong with you that you wouldn't share the love of God with people? And so thankfully she challenged me on that. And about that same time was I was like, okay, God, there's something wrong in me that I'm not sharing your love with others. And when the Spirit of the Lord filled me up, overflowing, I was testifying to anyone who would listen and sharing with football players, and it didn't matter to me. It was a transformation, and there was also joy in that. And during that time, I felt like the Lord just trained me to hear him and trained me to obey him. Little silly seeming things to me, he would say, Kathy, do this. And I would say, that seems really crazy. And if I would do it, I would see the Lord at the other end. And so it trained me to hear his voice and to reply to him if he was calling me to do something. And so he's developed that over the years of praying for people and interceding and really being able to listen to his heart for other people. And I think that's all him. That's not me, but it's all him and his work in us. I still had a lot of stuff inside of me, and carried hurt deeply. I said I felt rejected as a child, and so a lot of relationships that I would end up in, I would feel that same rejection. And so I didn't like parts of the Bible. I didn't like in the Old Testament when God would decide something and do it. I was intimidated by God the Father. Didn't really trust that he was good or that he had good motives toward me. And that lingered in my life a lot longer. And then the Lord decided, so I had met Jesus. Jesus is the open door to God the Father. And so I had really received Jesus. I had really received the Holy Spirit's work in my life and help for me. And there was a big missing part, God the Father. And I didn't really want to interact with him, to be honest. I didn't. It was an unsure thing to me. And the Lord brought me to the end of myself as far as I got to a point I couldn't manage my emotions. I couldn't manage my reactions to other people. And during that time, some really ugly things came out of me. And I knew they were ugly, but I was so hurt and so full of that sense of rejection that I couldn't do it on my own. I couldn't make people happy with me. I couldn't please people. And it was constant prayer. Like, there became a time where it was so obvious that something had to happen that everything else was shut down. I had to pray. And it was probably close to a year of just praying with people, of just battling with my friends, battling with my loved ones. And the Lord, I was sitting praying one night because I didn't quit praying. I didn't quit asking the Lord to help me get over all of this. One night the Lord said, okay, I just want you to let go of this. And I was like, I want to let go of it too, but I have no ability to do that. And the Lord was supernaturally helping me. A few weeks later, I was in a meeting about my bad behavior. And it was all men and me. So, you know, it wasn't good. The Lord, we were reading scriptures, and the Lord took all of that. Just, it was gone. Instantly, it was miraculous. It wasn't just a process, but in that moment in time, God took all of that from me. And God the Father was good, and I could receive him as being good to me and being faithful and generous and kind. His kindness to me flooded me in a way that I hadn't known ever. And for the first time in my life, I felt safe. I felt safe with the Lord. I felt safe in my relationships. It was the first time in my whole life that I felt safe. And I know that God doesn't do everything on a dime like that, but he has been faithful to me to do that over and over again. And you know, there is something about knowing the fatherhood of God that is more precious to me than most things. And I think that it's just unexplainable. I don't have words for it, but God is good and he's faithful and he works with us even when we don't really do all of our part. I think we do have to respond to him and continue to seek him, but sometimes we just don't have it in us to do our part, but he does his part and helps us with that. So I want to say that, so that's my salvation from Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. I want to say that I have multiple things that I've failed in over the years, but God has been faithful to work on it. I want to tell you this because I don't want you to think that you're stuck. You're not stuck. You can press into God. God can press into you, and you can be free. You don't have to live where you're at. You can be free. I've been angry at people before and not wanted them in heaven. They hurt our family really bad. And this was a situation when I was in college, and I was like, I just really don't want this person in heaven. She is just has hurt our family so much. Again, a roommate challenged me on that and said, "Oh man, you can't act like that. You can't be like that." And I was like, "Okay, that is wrong. I need prayer." So I was going to a Pentecostal church, and I knew that I could get prayer any service. And so I went up, got prayed for. Supernatural things happened, and when I came to myself, there was no anger at that person anymore in my life. I mean, I'm 57 now, and she's, I mean, that was probably when I was 20, and I've never had, anger or bitterness. And the most precious thing about that story is that many, many years later, she got saved, and I was able to serve her and help disciple her. And that is precious. That is precious. That is God to take an angry heart and give you a loving heart toward that person, and you be get to serve them later on in life. It is me to me that is crazy miracle. You just that is not possible in ourselves. We're just not like that. We need God in our lives changing us to be like that. It's just been constant things in my life like that where God has taken my instability, my flaws, my character deficiencies, and he has changed me over and over and over again. And he has continued to be faithful in that. And when I would get down about feeling like I wasn't growing in the Lord or whatever, or is God real, or just crazy thoughts that come to your mind, I always go back to God is continuing to change me. And that's what shows that there is a true living God. When he can change me, he can do anything. I'm convinced he can do anything when he can change me. All of my life, I have great confidence that the Lord hears me and answers because I have seen him answer over and over and over again. I have felt like at times the Lord has said to me, "The candy store's yours. ask what you want. I'll give it to you. I have had disappointments. It's disappointing to not have a husband. It's disappointing to not have children. But God's provided for me. He made my sister have 6 kids so that they could all be mine too. When Jeremiah was little, he would tell people he had 2 mommies. Obviously, Shannon had to put a stop to that. But the Lord is good. He is faithful. He is real and alive. Our prayers to him, you know, we like good smelling stuff, right? We like good smelling stuff. And a lukewarm heart is stinky to the Lord. It stinks to him. But our prayers and our dependency on him is a sweet smell. When we ask him, it's a sweet smell to him. We should not be ashamed or afraid. I ask for things I want. There's several ladies in here that have multiple boys. And I wanted them to have a little girl. Absolutely. She was pregnant with whatever number boy. And I was like, God, I want her to have a little girl. And God did it. And I mean, she didn't have to have a little girl. But it's a sweetness of the Lord that wants to give us. And so, you know, I'm always asking for babies. And especially, I like when a house full of boys needs a girl. And so I've prayed for several of the women in here to have girls. Emily, I don't know where she's at. But yeah. So it's always a blessing to me when there's barren ladies that have a baby. And some of them take a lot of prayer and longer prayer. But I think it's God's perfect timing. I know that it's hard to wait on those things. But so I take joy in all of your kids. And they're a blessing to me. And God's provided that to me because I don't have kids of my own. And so all of your kids are precious to me. And they mean something to me. I carry them in my heart and pray for them and ask the Lord to help them. I think we can ask for more of God. One of the things that when I realized I was not getting married, or that it seemed like a far, far-fetched idea, I started praying, okay, God, that's fine, but I want more of you. And I think whether you're married or single, you can ask God all the time, I want more of you. I'm not going to be satisfied with anything but more of you. And I think that's a good thing to pray about. I want to encourage you all that when you go to sleep at night, that you meditate on all the things that God has done for you. One of the things that I do that I think is very instrumental in having faith the next day is recounting the things that God has brought you through. I start with my childhood salvation, and I go through kind of my testimony, and I thank God for different things as I go, but I think it's a real important part of the Christian life to be thankful and recognize his work in you as an individual. And I know that sometimes that's hard, but if you make a discipline of it, it really does help the next day, because you have that, you're establishing that faith, you're building up your faith for the next day. So I please don't hold back. If you have a little need or a big need or a want in your life, Please come and get prayer today. Don't be shy about it. We need to, don't be worried about what others think. Don't look to the left or right. Look to God. People, when you're looking at people, they're going to disappoint you. That's just us. That's who we are. We're going to disappoint each other. But when you have your eyes fixed on Jesus, He's always fulfilling. He fulfills you and He changes you. And it's a blessing to be changed by God's hand. So please come. Don't hold back. We all need prayer. Surely we all need something or want something. I got lots of wants. And I think we can ask and keep on asking. Don't be lazy. Don't ask once. I am convinced that God, you look at all of the Old Testament and you can see God responds to people. I think about Moses all the time, changing God's mind, influencing God's heart. God, we can influence God. Don't waste it. He is willing to be influenced by His children. And Moses kept back wrath on God's people because he loved God's people and he was willing to go to God on their behalf. So let's have confidence in His willingness to hear us, His willingness to change what He was going to do, and to do what we're asking Him to do for each other.